Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. And happy Tuesday. It is amazing to be alive and to be in the presence of wonderful people such as my co-host here, Charles Jones.
Likewise.
This is our third program so far. Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm counting up. This is our third one. Listen, we are so honored to have this opportunity to talk to you, dads and father figures. And for anybody else, I think I mentioned it yesterday, we have a department of the father-child connection called Mom Sense. We talk to moms, but we'll say more about that. But today we are focused on the second letter of spies. What we try to do every single day is to encourage our fathers and our father figures to be good spies. So in addition to our overarching mission to empower fathers and father figures to establish, reestablish, or strengthen the connection between themselves and their children, every day when we are on this program and we have an opportunity to speak to and with our dads, we encourage them to be better spies. The S is the spiritual. We talked about that yesterday. Dads, do all you can regularly, consistently, to take care of yourselves spiritually. The P today is the physical. And we aren't very good, most of us.
Most of the time, no.
But actually, it is a God-given directive that we take care of our bodies.
Yes, because the Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we want to take care of the Holy Spirit and invite him into a clean space, so we must take care of our bodies.
And in the context of being fathers, very often when we challenge our fathers and father figures to be present for their children, we often talk about the scourge of father absence. Mm-hmm. That's when a father is alive, but he's not present.
Right.
But here is something else that dawned upon me, is that if I don't take care of myself, if I don't take care of my body, then even if I am active in terms of being present for my kid, then I could die prematurely because I didn't take care of myself, and now I am absent.
Yes. And also, you could be physically impaired to where you couldn't go to different things with your children or with your wife.
There's a verse in the Bible that I find fascinating. It says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And on the surface, it seems, hold on a minute, why didn't Paul say present your soul, present your spirit, present your mind? And then I thought, okay, those of you can't see us unless you're going to be online and watch us on Facebook and Instagram and whatever. But let's say, for example, I wanted to give you some water. And then watch us the water, I wanted to give you some coins that I dropped in this container here. And I wanted to give you gold. If I present to you the bottle, then I've given you everything that the bottle has. Mm-hmm. So since our bodies house our spirit and our minds and everything else, if we present our bodies, then God should have everything.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I just find the word of God to be fascinating. So when it comes on to self-care, taking care of ourselves spiritually, taking care of ourselves physically, taking care of ourselves mentally, taking care of ourselves emotionally, taking care of ourselves socially, and each day we will address one of those. Tuesdays are the physical days. Where would you rate yourself, like right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest?
Right at this moment, I would say I'm about a 7, and that's very much higher than I was 18 months ago. So should I
tell us more?
Elaborate a little bit? Well, back in November of 2023, if there was a prize, a top prize for being a couch potato, that was me. My spiritual aspect was flourishing, but I wasn't active. I wasn't moving. And that morning, it was several days before Thanksgiving, I got up out of my chair to go run some errands for my wife, and it felt like somebody hit me in my back with a sledgehammer. And in the process of just getting up out of my chair, I strained my right back flank muscle.
Oh, wow.
And I went to the hospital, emergency room, and nothing could help. They would give me medicine. It would be short term. And I was pretty much incapacitated for about 3 weeks. I couldn't sit. I couldn't lie on my right side. And it was funny. The only relief I got was standing up, bending over a table. And that's not conducive to sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I asked the doctor, I said, just getting up out of my chair. He said, the body is a fascinating entity, especially if you don't take care of it. And I was like, okay, boom, there's the wake-up call. And soon after that, I got active again into the gym. My wife and I, we got active into the gym. And I've been going Monday through Friday now for the last 18 months.
I always like to have a real story that matches the theory, because again, here we are talking about dads mm-hmm. taking care of themselves, but that's real for you.
Yes.
And I also find it interesting that you could honestly say that spiritually you were doing well. None of us can claim to be perfect, but you mm-hmm. were doing well.
Yes.
And that's what we seek to do, to challenge our fathers and our father figures to have a balanced life. Mm-hmm. Because imagine your vehicle having 5 tires.
Right.
Just imagine that. Come on, guys. Yeah, 5 tires. And 4 of them, good, solid thread, mm-hmm. PSI, the whole works, but one of them isn't.
Right.
It throws you off.
It does. Yes, it does. And it's really important to me, for those that know me, and I'll say for those that don't, I'm 6'7". And I'm pounds.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't want to be a physical burden to my wife. I saw that happen with my dad, who did everything, but he didn't take care of himself physically. And he had a stroke, and it pretty much incapacitated him for a while. And my mom had to take care of him. And I also realized that when I strained my back, I was at the same age that my dad was when he had his stroke.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, so God was giving me everything I needed to get back where he wants me to be.
Oh, wow. So we often say to dads, especially young men, young dads, new dads, who did not grow up with a father figure mm-hmm. or with a positive father figure, that it is still not an excuse for them not to make the right choices, because they can look back at their dads yes. mm-hmm. and learn what not to
Correct.
Some of us, and one of those days, I look forward to interviewing some of these dads who had an amazing father-son, father-daughter relationship. There are some out there, thank goodness, but there aren't many. Mm-hmm. But for you, you had to flip the script, because otherwise you'd be going down the same path as what you saw.
Correct, because I believe we're a product of our environment and what we see. And I saw my dad working a lot because there were five children. He worked a lot. But he, as I look back on it, he really didn't take care of himself physically. And once I saw what happened with him, and he was retired and my mom was retired, and they couldn't enjoy their retirement to the full effect.
Because of health issues.
Because of health issues. So I didn't want that to be me.
Well, okay, there are some young men listening out there. There are some who think, oh, well, you're, I was going to say old, but they would be wrong. They'd say, oh, well, I'm fit, I'm young, I can drink the soda, I can do the burger, I can go days, nights without sleeping. You'd say what to them?
I would say, yes, you probably can for a while. Because I thought the same thing. I was an athlete, and at the risk of sounding vain, I was an elite athlete. But all of that catches up with you, and life happens, and you aren't able to do the same things that you did in your 20s and 30s, in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, and have your body react the same way.
Mm.
So there must be changes. There must be adaptations. There must be adjustments so that your body can still thrive.
And unfortunately, the research proves that men are not as consistent as women in going to the doctors and doing their physical and all that wonderful thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
I have a wife that she's constantly reminding me, or if there's any time that I wince or make a little groan, what happened? What's wrong? Do we need to take you to the hospital? No, babe, I'm okay. Just, well, if it's not better by tomorrow, you're going to the hospital. So,
as we continue to talk about the P of spies, we want to encourage our fellow fathers and father figures to take care of themselves physically. That includes proper sleep. Mm-hmm. You have a routine when you go to bed and when you get up, then, well, we should all do, and exercise, even if it's not a gym. But I understand walking is a great way.
It's been said in a lot of publications that walking is probably the best because it's low impact. It affects your stamina. It gets your cardiovascular system moving, gets your heart pumping. So if we can walk 30 minutes a day, that would be so much beneficial than especially not doing anything.
I'm looking forward to the next few weeks because for this week, our first full week of the Dad Up Radio Show, we are giving an overview of spies. But as time progresses, we will be having what I call subject matter experts, doctors and nutritionists and what have you, who will come for each of those letters, those blocks, those tires, those pillars, to give us more information. But I want to encourage you dads out there, please take care of yourselves, because really, just like the analogy we made yesterday with the oxygen mask in the airplane, as you take care of yourself, self-care, you are better able to take care of the ones you love and be present for your children and the grandchildren.
Yes. And I want to also make this disclaimer. We're not experts. Now, we can tell you what has worked for us.
Amen.
I'm an expert on what works for me. And not moving did not work for me. And I found that out in a really, really impactful way. So that spurred me. And thank God he has given me the mindset to keep going, because I don't want to deal with that pain ever again.
Yeah. Yeah. It just popped into my mind. Can you ride a bicycle? You don't have to answer that.
Yes, I can.
You used to, or you can now?
I can.
Okay.
I have a bicycle.
we'll have a race. But a bicycle is more likely to fall when it's not moving.
Correct.
So very often we fear riding because we might fall. But if you go on a bicycle and don't move, you definitely will fall. So the same thing with the body. Let's keep moving.
Yes.
Let's keep moving.
And it's ironic that when I do go to an appointment, some of the questions that they use to preface going into the appointment is, have you had any falls? And it's like, oh, wow. Okay, is that becoming an epidemic now with people that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s? And apparently it is, because we don't move. We lose muscle mass and tone in our hips and thighs.
Yeah.
And we're susceptible to falls. It's like, wow.
This is powerful. Well, let's take a break here and acknowledge that this program today is being sponsored by Nozzle Nolan Pest Control Lawn Care, and they can be reached at 561-823-2173. And I want to also say, let me repeat that number. So it's Nozzle Nolan Pest Control and Lawn Care. They are at 561-823-2173. We're grateful for them for underwriting this show this morning. But for every one of you out there listening, you can be part of what we're doing by being a sponsor. Talk ain't cheap, certainly not on air. Yeah. And we hope to have this program live long beyond us as we empower our fathers and encourage them. And so you can be a part of our movement by, one, your prayers. We crave your prayers. We ask that God will give us the strength, the resources. I said something on Friday that I think I mixed up, and I'm going to repeat that. That we're not going to ask God to give us tasks to match our strength and our resources. Mm-hmm. No, we're going to ask him to give us strength to match our tasks. So quite honestly, if we had waited until we got all the sponsors and all the support to start, we probably wouldn't.
Correct.
But we are going big and we're going large, because when it does continue to be successful, we'll know, Charles, we'll know it's not because of our skills and our resources and our network, but it is because of God.
That's
so we're asking you, listening audience, to help us, because we want by the end of this month to hit our 1,000 mark, dad up 1,000. Moms, grandmas, wives out there, you can become part of this, because what you can do is donate or sponsor in memory of either your husband or your son or something like that. Just so long as you help us reach the goal of touching fathers and father figures.
Correct.
All right. Yes.
Just, we said prayers, and we didn't say time, because you got off on something there. So you want to finish with the three areas of sponsorship.
Yes. So prayers. Pray for us in your church group, in your personal group, and however else you can. Secondly, we need your hours. There are loads of children out there who don't have a father figure. And if you're able to give us 1 hour per week, it doesn't matter where you are. You don't even have to be in Martin County or St. Lucie. Anywhere you are, we'll organize it. There are kids out there who could do with 1 hour of positive male figure time. And we have a new program that we're kicking off in a school in Riviera Beach called Operation Daducation, where we're encouraging dads and father figures to read with and to children. Mm-hmm. 15 minutes a day, lunchtime, even by Zoom, reading to and with children. Because the research again proves that when a dad or a father figure reads to or with a child, they do so much better.
Yes.
So your hour per week will make a big difference. In addition to that, we have a wonderful partnership with the Children and Department of Children and Families, where we supervise visits with dads who can't at this moment be completely by themselves with their children, but we are able to sit in and observe the visit and again help and empower fathers to establish, mm-hmm. and in some cases reestablish, mm-hmm. the connection between themselves and their children. And then the third way is financial. Let's not go around. We say your dollars. We would like you to contribute to this program, either by being a sponsor or giving at least $100 a year, tax deductible. That's mm-hmm. less than $10 a month.
Correct.
And it will make a world of difference. Please email dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org or call 561-229-2379 to hear more and be part of this movement. Hey, let's get to our jokes. Yesterday, it was sort of even. There is a program, a popular program called AGT, America's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. Well, we have two things coming up, man. One of them is already in existence. It's called DGJ, Dad's Got Joke. With the help of some guys out there that I know very well and are skillful, we're going to have Dad's Got Talent.
Oh, man.
I know, man. Okay. So let's do your joke, man. Let's hear yours.
I went first yesterday. You go first this time.
All right. So as you know, I'm a proud dad, and I'm so very delighted to be a dad. So daughter leaving the house and said, Dad, call you later? I said, no, call me Dad.
Oh, my.
You get me?
I got you.
Thank you very much. Don't call me later. Call me Dad.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, well.
People, I can't hear you laughing out there.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, with it being so hot this summer, I've heard that the farmers now are giving their chickens ice cubes. You know why? So they don't lay any hard-boiled eggs.
I'm not sure why I'm laughing.
See, got you laughing.
Listen, if you heard those two jokes, please text right now. My phone is before me. Text and tell us which of those two jokes you think is better. 561-229-2379.
I think I have the edge because you're
laughing.
Oh, come
on. The ice would melt anyway. You already said it is hot.
Hey, we're not analyzing the joke.
All right, then. Okay, then. All right. So let's just reiterate. Mm-hmm. We are encouraging our dads and our father figures to live as much as possible a balanced life. Tomorrow we'll be looking at the I, the intellectual, and we won't be just talking about your IQ or anything like that. We're talking about your health, to do with the mind. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, we'll be talking about the E, the emotion. Men aren't supposed to cry and that sort of stuff. And then on Friday, the social, how we interact, the people who surround us and all that sort of wonderful stuff. But we have some people lined up that we will be bringing on the show to address these matters. I also want to tell you, dads, father figures out there, we will be having an attorney, a family law attorney, who will be answering all your calls to do with custody and
child support.
Yes. and all that, all the whole gamut of family law. So get your questions ready, and you can email them at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org or text 561-229-2379. I am pumped up, Charles. We're going to have that team back that we started out with. But in addition to that, we want to meet and talk to the average dads. Mm-hmm. By average dad, I know some guys who are recovering from drugs and alcohol, but they want to do the right thing. I know of dads who are homeless, but they want to do the right thing. I know of dads who are coming out of jail or prison or who are in prison, but they want to do the right thing. There are some dads out there who are single dads, and they're doing their best. There are some dads who are stay-at-home dads. We want to talk to all these different dads. We will have, in the near future, call in, and we will be also hitting the road to go talk to those dads where they're at.
Yes. And again, I want to reiterate that
we're not experts.
We're not fashioning ourselves as experts, but sometimes when you hear a different option or a different way of doing things, that will work for you. So that's what we're offering.
And the very day we started this program, we clearly said this is a show where it is us talking to and with dads. Never, ever will we, in an interview, try to catch somebody or embarrass. This is not the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah, or talk down
not a
to
bit.
You.
No. Not a bit. But we all can learn from each other. And I do believe that as dads coalesce and as dads mobilize and as dads get together and dad up, not just man up. The reason we chose the word dad up is that very often if a mom says to a guy, come, man up, pay your child support. That doesn't sit very well, but we are encouraging our dads to dad up.
Correct.
And when you're dadding up, there is always room for improvement. So to be part of the Dad Up 1000, what date is today? Today's the 5th?
Today is the, oh my.
The 5th.
The 5th. The 5th,
yes. So we're 5 days in and we haven't reached 20 yet. We need 1,000 dads and father figures to be part of Dad Up 1000. We have some yearly things that we do called such things as Father Fest. So the day before Father's Day, we have an amazing festival for fathers. You'll hear more about that. We also have support for schools to bring your dad to school day. But what we don't want and won't do is make these events landing strips. They are launching pads. So every time we have a big event, we will grow from there and become bigger and better. Listen, any final word that you'd like to say to our dads? Remember, today is the physical. You may need to go do your colonoscopy or your, what's the one that us guys don't like?
The prostate. With the urologist, the prostate.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. I know, man.
But I would also encourage you, if once you get back into exercising, do it initially in moderations. Don't do it like you were when you were in your 20s, because you will get so sore and you will not want to go back there. I guarantee it. So do it in moderation and slowly build yourself up.
And for those who are not old and they think that doesn't apply to me, then develop the habit of just doing something consistently. You were a coach. That's something that I want to address. Like literally a coach and the state champion for Florida?
In basketball back in high school. And I was a basketball player in 1979 Martin County. State basketball champions.
Listen, it only shows that we need to be consistent, because the heyday, yes, but if you're not consistently doing something now to develop and stay strong physically, then that's it. All right. We look forward to talking again tomorrow as we address the intellect. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.